You're listening to an encore presentation of The Rush with Ryan and Jay. News Talk 1010.
I'm glad he didn't walk it back.
What's the appetite of people?
Hold him accountable.
Time to feel the rush of the round table.
Ryan and Jay here on The Rush. A great round table on your Tuesday afternoon. Christy Blatchford is here from the National Post. John Pohl, host of The Pohl Position. And Melissa Lantzman, VP of Public Affairs for Hill & Knowlton Strategies and News Talk 1010 host on Sundays at 7 p.m. If you haven't heard her show, I recommend it highly. Well worth listening to.
Awesome. That's a good endorsement.
There you go.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's like you could put that on your poster if you had posters.
It's not my business card.
Fair enough. Another day, another set of election promises, this time around courtesy of the Liberals and a whole new suite of family-friendly benefits. Right this way, we've upgraded you to the family-friendly suite. Included in such benefits are a 15-week leave program for adoptive parents and a really interesting conversation on The Rush today about whether or not, Christy, adoptive parents of newborns versus adoptive parents of either toddlers or middle-aged school or even high school students need as much time or deserve as much time for a parental leave. And a number of people writing and calling in saying, you know, I was adopted, I was an older adoptee, and I really needed that time to bond with my family. I'm interested to see what you think.
I agree with whoever said that. It's insane to expect a child and a family of any, a child of any age and a family, a new family, to not properly bond if they don't have some time together. And that's 24/7 time. So I like the idea. I am, as always, insulted by the fact that the Liberals are trying to buy people's votes with their own money, because that fundamentally is, the government has no money, so they're trying to bribe you with your money. So it offends me greatly, actually, but I like the idea of the parental leave. I think it's only fair.
And we were just talking about this when you walked in the room, actually, and the word underwhelming being thrown around.
Underwhelming, yeah. Well, yeah. That's underwhelming promises, underwhelming election. Uninspiring. Is the word that I would use. I agree with Christy. Look, I think this is a good idea, but there are lots of good ideas in politicians, and elections are for ideas, but will they actually happen? Yeah. And, you know, part of this promise, this is something that the Liberals actually voted down in June of 2018. So to come out and promise it now, you know, with money they don't have.
Oh, but it wasn't their idea then, right?
No, well, I mean, it's a good idea. It's a good Andrew Scheer idea. In fact, if the bill was passed, people who would have had a kid this year would have taken advantage of those EI benefits. So yes, a good idea, not a Liberal idea, and one that doesn't happen till 2021. And we still don't know how much it costs. So yeah, that.
Good point. John Pohl?
I'm actually surprised it's taken this long. My sister was adopted. I was 9 at the time. She was 5. I don't remember us doing anything special other than just putting her in our regular routine of our family, and she seems to have turned out all right. It is interesting to me, though, because I'm thinking of the guy and the gal that get married and have been living together for, pick a number of years. And on the wedding day, I've seen this, the guy decides he's going to adopt her children. Now, he's already living with them. They're already family, basically. They're just doing the paperwork to make sure everyone's included in the family. I was kind of thinking, do they get 15 weeks off even though they've already been a family? That was the only flag that I went up with to say, that's the only question I have. Other than that, it makes complete sense.
Yeah, interesting. I hadn't even thought of that. That's actually a really good point.
It happens a lot.
Yeah,
and it's
does.
A nice idea, too.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously in that situation, there's no need for bonding.
No.
Right? That's interesting. Okay. They're going to have to iron that wrinkle out before it goes any further. But don't worry, we've got till 2021, so what the hell. Let's talk about the mayor of Whitby. He's calling on the province to reduce tolls on the 407. News Talk 1010 reached out to him. This is what he had to say.
Reduce the tolls, attract some ridership, analyze what your revenue could be, because you can certainly attract the same amount of revenue with lower tolls and a lot more riders, but do something to change the current situation, because the current situation is just not fair.
Chrissy, if I charged a toll for every time the two of us have talked about the 407, I'd probably be well off at this point. Does he have a? I think he has a point here. He talks about some of the adjacent roads, the regional roads. They're full of traffic. This is one of those things where the province may have to just say at some point, I don't know if it's this government or another one, let's buy the damn thing back, make the money we can, and at some point, if we want to talk about making it free, we can.
Well, it's not going to be free, because if it's free, it'll be as busy as every other free highway in the city. And part of the point of the 407 is to, I mean, to get more cars, certainly, than it gets now. I agree the tolls are high. I have the, one of the little thingies. So it's private. They sold it. They wanted the money. So if they want to buy it back and then collect the tolls, fine. I'm all in favor of tolls all the time, frankly. There are way more tolls in the United States. The municipalities need the money.
Melissa, when you look at it, this was something that we sold for about $3 billion. It's now worth 10 times as much. Is it worth having this conversation?
Well, surprise, the government made a bad business decision.
Wow.
In terms of buying this thing, and I think it was the late 90s and 99, and I think it sold those rights for 100 years or 200 years, so we're not getting this thing back. That's a private sale. It's a private company, and sure, I want cheaper car insurance, and I want lower taxes, and I make all kinds of demands, but this one is a private company. I think the mayor of Whitby can play hardball. I think he can stop shoveling the snow around the routes to get onto the 407.
Ooh,
and maybe
that's good.
And maybe sort of twist their arm like that. I think there's also tax incentives to maybe reduce those tolls and get ridership up. You know, the company might be interested in that. But you can't just ask them to lower their prices. That's not how business works.
You are ruthless. Reduce the snow clearing. I like that. John Paul.
I agree with everything that's been said. Here's the thing. If the guys that own it and the gals that own it want to increase ridership on it, they need to do a buy one, get one free, Taco Tuesday. They need to come up, you use the road, you get a free bottle of pop. They'll come up with some crazy promotions because that's their job. If they're probably raking in the cash right now, and they're probably thinking, our customers like how fast it is, so we see no need to slow them down. I don't think there's anything we can do except Hopefully, maybe someone buys me a gift certificate or something to use it.
Now, I will make the caveat for those who might just be joining the conversation. There is a stretch that the province does own and operate and run, and that is part of the equation as well. The province could lower those tolls, but you would still, once you got past that point, have to pay the company that owns the full freight of it.
From Whitby to Burlington, because we truly do get around, Burlington City Council grappling with the response to roadside panhandling around their city.
Oh, this story, man.
Yeah, this one. Okay, well, let me fill everybody in. The mayor proposing an idea that would fine the drivers who make donations with distracted driving. Mayor Marianne Mead Ward pitching the idea of ticketing those drivers who give to roadside panhandlers, proposing that the practice of handing someone something outside of a vehicle while your engine is running constitutes distracted driving. Now, I will begin with an opportunity for Ryan to take credit for this idea that he had a year ago.
It was my idea.
And now we'll give Christy the opportunity to tell him that it's stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid.
It is not. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm one of the people who does sometimes give panhandlers money. If the car is stopped, as they often are when you come off a highway and a guy will walk by, I sometimes give them money. I don't need some level of government to protect me from myself. I also give monthly to charities, many of them. I give to panhandlers I walk by. It just depends if I have cash. And often I don't have cash anymore, like everybody else. But you don't go, this is because it's precious Burlington and, they don't like the messy people begging for money. Well, too bad. I will give to them particularly when I'm in Burlington from now on.
Now, let's see, Melissa, if we added a little addendum to this as well. Another idea that Ryan came up with on the fly today was that we take the money from those distracted driving tickets and we give them to social agencies in need to help people that are homeless that need social services.
Well, that's a great idea in theory, but I think that this is crazy overreach by a municipality to generate revenue by telling people that they can't be compassionate. Like, you're not going to be able to stand on a street corner.
Okay, but you understand that the other way we've done it is to find the panhandler, and that's just stupid. We all understand that, and that actually is something we've gone above and beyond
sure,
because we had a squeegee problem in this city.
Why fight stupid with stupid? Now you're going to find the driver?
No, because you dry up the market, because no one will give to panhandlers if they fear that they're going to get a ticket. You dry up the market that way. Well, you're going to have a lot of tickets on your hands then.
I will do it precisely because I don't want any level of government. Thank you very much, telling me what I should do with my money.
And that what do we do with the panhandlers on the streets in the meantime that are out there on the thoroughfares? What about the network of panhandlers that are out there right now? And there are a lot of them that don't need the money but have made a business out of it. How do you shut them down?
There's a business. I don't know. I don't think that there are very many people who would subject themselves to the inherent humiliation of begging for money if they didn't need money.
Christy,
there are occasional people who, are written about who are fakes and they don't need the money. But these people are not rich, for God's sake.
There is a network of people, and we've done shows on it in the past, where women are
that does not make
they
it
all
true.
Show up on a, at a, in, a mini, in a minivan driven by a male.
With the same sign.
Same sign.
That's the shaky lady that the Sun wrote
shaky
about.
Shaky lady 2.0. It's the new form of it. They're at every subway. They're at every thoroughfare.
You've recognized, and if you're listening, you know this sign. Have three kids.
Yep.
Starving, need food. It's the same. It's the, and you see them outside of grocery stores. Mm-hmm. You see them all over the GTHA. They're out there.
So don't give to them. That's pretty simple.
What a novel idea, Christy.
Make your own mind up. Right, Melissa?
I hear you. I'm with you. John, I'm on Team Christy today.
Take any piece of this and run with it.
I am 100% with Ryan on this because nobody seems to care about the safety of people at the side of a busy road. I do. You don't. I do. Also, I don't like being, I'm already in my car. I don't want to be bothered. And I'm like Christy. I donate lots of money. I like to help people. However, I've told this story before. When I went to Ryerson, there was a young lady that every day I used to give money to until one day she was walking in front of me as I was walking back to residence and she got into her brand new car and had a big wad of cash in her money and drove away. And I realized she has way more money than I do, and that's when I stopped because I can't believe it. And yes, I get that there are people that need real help, but I'd rather give the money to the agencies that can support them in the proper way. And I think that's a good a lesson for us all to take. And also, part of it is the congestion. We got to keep traffic flowing. Every little interruption slows things down.
So I never slow anybody down.
I'm not opposed to this idea. It's been floated by many other cities, and you got to do something. You got to do something. That's it. And if you get a ticket and the money goes to a social service, then you're making a donation, maybe not by choice, but you're helping the greater good, so you should smile and be happy.
While some of the federal parties have focused on your wallet and your family's finances, the Green Party today focusing on the Twitter egg. The Green Party says it would introduce rules forcing social media giants to crack down on anonymous users and accounts if it forms government after the 2019 federal election. Melissa, you can go first on this. Is this any business of government as to the anonymity of those on the internet?
Surprise, surprise. I'm going to say that it's no business of government to regulate the internet. And despite her not having a chance to win, like, there are some kooky things in this platform. I suggest people read it, and you'll see that 10-point margin that they have right now that they're running with go down because these ideas are crazy, they're impossible, and they are totally, they do not protect free speech.
Christy?
I'm on Team Melissa.
Wow,
the horse is so well out of the barn by now, you ain't going to bring it back. So, done.
John?
I think the idea is crazy, but sometimes crazy is just fun to actually think about how little we would see on the internet. Like, people would immediately be like, oh, internet, if I can't do it anonymously, I'm out. It would get a lot nicer and probably a lot more accurate a lot faster if this was put in place, but almost everything about the suggestion goes against everything I believe in. But I don't mind floating it out there.
John Paul, Melissa Lanceman, Christy Blatchford, you're all on our team, and that's what we really appreciate here. Thank
Bye.
You
thank you so much.
She's just leaving. It's like, I want no part of you, Doyle. Not
feel
today
better, Christy, feel better.
There you go.